This is a recording of the Vision Australia Annual Report for 2004-2005.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
The recording lasts for 1 hour 10 minutes on one cassette. This recording has been made possible by Vision Australia in the interests of information accessibility and has been produced by the Vision Australia Information and Library Service. Your narrator is Tony Porter. For further information, the Vision Australia contact details can be found at the end of the recording. A double tone indicates each main heading. If your cassette player has a cue and review facility, you can locate these signals by scanning the cassette in either fast forward or rewind. Contents. Preamble. Chair's message. Chief Executive Officer's message. Opening new horizons. Solutions that meet the need. Access, a gateway to opportunities. Greater choice through training. Partners in positive change. Looking back, moving forward. Frontier spirit. Profiles. Corporate governance. Directors' attendance at meetings during the period. Directors. Financial highlights. Statement of financial performance for the period ended 30th of June 2005. Supporting Vision Australia. Preamble. Royal Blind Society of New South Wales, the Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind and Vision Australia Foundation have all provided exemplary services to people who are blind or vision impaired for over 100 years. On Tuesday, 6th of July 2004, the Federal Court of Australia confirmed the decision of their boards and members to merge the organisations. It was decided that the National Information and Library Service would be integrated into this new organisation. The purpose of our new organisation is to provide high-quality services to people who are blind or vision impaired, and the merger has provided us with a strong base for continued excellence in service delivery. By merging, we have formed the largest blindness agency in Australia, providing services to more than 38,000 people who are blind, vision impaired, or with other print disabilities. Chair's message. From Graham Innes, AM. The 2004-05 annual report is the first combined report for the four organisations that merged last year to form Vision Australia. Royal Blind Society, the Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind, Vision Australia Foundation and the National Information and Library Service. Together as one, we have a greater opportunity to achieve our mission than we had as four separate organisations. For the first 6 months of the year, Vision Australia operated under the structure of four separate business units. In late 2004, the Board of Directors of Vision Australia Limited appointed its first permanent Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Gerard Menses. Following this, the Board and senior management developed a new strategic direction for the organisation to achieve specific outcomes in a range of areas from service delivery and advocacy to governance. Together, these strategies will position Vision Australia to fulfil our vision of a better world where people who are blind or vision impaired can access and fully participate in society. As the biggest blindness organisation in Australia, we can and do make a positive difference in people's lives. While our name has changed, our range of services remains as broad and high quality as ever. As Vision Australia, we now provide services to more than 38,000 people in 37 centres across Australia. Our product and service development and delivery is fundamental to our existence and to our relationship with clients and our community. We will continue to respond promptly to the changing needs of our clients and provide the most advanced, accessible and effective tools and resources to further enrich participation in life for people who are blind or vision impaired. One major development that will help improve our services is the establishment of a new client representative council. During the year, a group of 12 people were selected to consult with other clients at a local level and provide Vision Australia with feedback about our services and any other issues they face. We know from client feedback and research from around Australia that the key issue for people who are blind or vision impaired is access to information. We have devised a plan based on digital technology that will achieve vast improvements in this area, and we'll keep you updated on this exciting development in the coming year. While we are looking to the future as a new national organisation, we will not forget our proud and illustrious history. Later in 2005, we will bury a time capsule to be opened in 2066 to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the first services specifically for the blindness and low vision community in Australia. With over 400 years of combined experience, an enviable reputation, and many major achievements as service providers and advocates in breaking down barriers, we can approach the future confident of enhancing life for those we support. Vision Australia's role is to work in positive partnership with our clients to achieve unlimited possibilities and choices in every aspect of their lives, including education, employment, and leisure activities. By using our skills and experience in a positive way, the resilience and resourcefulness of our clients will flourish so they can better adapt to their surroundings and overcome the barriers they encounter. I thank my fellow board members who volunteer their expertise to enhance the lives of our clients and acknowledge the dedication of our staff and volunteers. Vision Australia's partnership with our community has continued through our merger and brand change. Our work is built on the many generous individuals, groups and organisations whose support enables us to deliver high-quality services for people who are blind or vision impaired. Graham Innes, AM. Chief Executive Officer's Message. From Gerard Menses, Chief Executive Officer. Vision Australia has made significant progress towards merging four different entities into a single organisation with a common purpose and brand. Progress has been made possible through the board and staff's commitment to our vision that people who are blind or vision impaired can access every facet of life. It is a privilege to be the first permanent Chief Executive Officer of this wonderful team whose skill and energy is inspirational. Our daily work is infused with the spirit of possibility, whereby we work together with resilient people who are blind or vision impaired to create a better world. Central to our future activities is engaging with our community of supporters and partners. To turn our vision into reality, we believe we must excel at information, problem solving, training, and access. Information. Our greatest challenge is that only 3% of the world's printed information is available to our clients. As this significantly restricts their life choices, it is important we work to make the other 97% accessible. Such a task requires skillful management and dissemination of information in affordable alternative formats. We are implementing the first stage of a project to unlock a full range of options for our clients. Within 5 years, we plan to convert all audio titles in our library from cassette also into digital formats that can be read like a printed book. These can be downloaded from a computer the same way people select a book from a shelf and played anywhere using a variety of portable devices. Problem solving. We strive to find more practical solutions to the everyday challenges of living in a visual world. Partnering with individuals and the community, we work to eliminate the personal and public barriers facing people with vision impairment. A recent highlight of our advocacy was the introduction of photo ID cards for those who don't drive. This will make it much easier for people who are blind or vision impaired to carry out activities like applying for a home loan or credit card. Training. We adapt these solutions to our clients' requirements by designing and delivering effective training programs. This year, Vision Australia has offered training that supported more than 50% of participants to find or keep a job, a strong achievement given the estimated 70% unemployment rate for people with a vision impairment. Access. All our endeavours aim to increase access and create equal opportunities and rights for all Australians. We are clear that we must set an example and are committed to increasing the number of our staff who have a vision impairment. Becoming one. The implementation of a new management structure reflects our unity. We have combined functions that include finance systems, information technology, and marketing, and will continue this process. We also brought our four organisations together under the common banner of a fresh new name and brand, Vision Australia. We will capitalise on this opportunity to tell the community about our vision for a better Australia. Following focus groups with clients and a community survey, the name Vision Australia was chosen by nearly 90% of our members. We are grateful to our many donors and supporters, including Commonwealth and state governments that appreciate and encourage our work with the blind and vision impaired. Ordinary revenue for the period to the 30th of June 2005 was $66.370 million, which does not include the receipt of $168.678 million in net assets resulting from the merger. Expenses for the year of $71.192 million include costs of $4.281 million involved with the one-off merger. Our services depend on the talented and caring individuals who make up the Vision Australia team. We are committed to developing the skills of our 700 staff and 6,000 volunteers, and I express my gratitude for their patience, good humour and dedication to our great organisation. Our outlook is rich with possibilities. As a united organisation, we will grow in strength, expand our effectiveness, and share the benefits of positive partnerships. From Gerard Menzies, Chief Executive Officer. Opening new horizons. As one greater united organisation, Vision Australia can offer a wider range of services tailored to a person's choices and their level of sight. In the first year since coming together, Vision Australia continued providing quality, personalised services to people of all ages who are blind or vision impaired. Mostly free, services are offered in centres, people's homes or in the community in metropolitan and regional locations. Low vision services. People learn how to make the most of their remaining vision through individual assessments, advice and training. Lighting, contrast and magnification is used to help with everyday tasks such as reading and writing. Independent living services. Vision Australia helps with daily living skills such as cooking and handling money. Orientation and mobility training, recreation information and counselling are also provided, as well as peer support and social programmes. Employment services. Support is offered to find and keep a job or achieve a promotion. Specialists also assist people to settle into a new role and modify their workplace to suit individual needs. Children's services. A range of programs is available to facilitate each child's development, access to education and independence through their life stages. Vision Australia also runs a specialist school in Melbourne for children who are blind or vision impaired. Information and library services. Information and recreational reading is available in accessible formats, including braille, audio and electronic text for people who have difficulty reading printed material. Books, magazines, newspapers and audio-described videos are circulated through the mail. Access to electronic journals, books and other material is provided via the internet. Printed material can also be copied into accessible formats. Equipment solutions. Vision Australia sells, demonstrates and advises on equipment that helps people of all ages to manage daily activities independently. Recreation. Vision Australia offers advice about adapting activities so people can continue enjoying their current hobbies and pastimes or take up a new recreational pursuit. Information is also offered about community sporting and social groups, camps, and audio-described theatre. Technology solutions and training services. Specialists assess technology requirements in a person's home, school, or workplace in order to recommend equipment or strategies to meet their individual needs. People also receive training in keyboarding skills, adaptive technology, and braille. Deafblind services. Specialists assist people who are deafblind through individual assessments, advice, and intervention that enhances their level of community participation and independence. Vision Australia RPH Radio. Formerly called RPH Print Radio, this network of 8 community radio stations across Melbourne, regional Victoria, and southern New South Wales provides news, information, and entertainment for people unable to read standard print. Vision Australia also works in conjunction with other RPH stations across Australia. Solutions that meet the need. Vision Australia assists people who are blind or vision impaired to live life to its fullest by developing practical solutions to everyday challenges. In the past year, the organisation launched a range of initiatives to help break down the barriers that impact people's active participation in study, work, leisure, and life in our community. Phone support for parents. A telelink program was established to connect parents who have vision impairment through phone discussion groups across Victoria. Conducted over 12 weeks by an early childhood educator and a counsellor, this addressed participants' concerns about being effective parents, providing an opportunity for support through friendship. Advocacy team established. A department was set up to focus on eliminating the barriers people who are blind or vision impaired face in accessing the community or asserting their rights as Australian citizens. The policy and advocacy team collaborated with local and state government groups to address issues such as footpath trading and audible signals at pedestrian crossings. Submissions were also made to the New South Wales Law Reform Commission's inquiry into people who are blind or deaf participating as jurors. Successful initiatives included the introduction of photo ID cards for non-drivers and the development of e-voting, so people who are blind or vision impaired can vote independently in federal and state elections, both Australian firsts. Equipment solutions. New South Wales and ACT clients were recruited as volunteers in an initiative to ensure that items for sale, recommendation, or display meet people's needs. The group used their own experience of vision impairment to help evaluate new devices that included phones, CCTVs, vibrating watches, and a coffee machine. Meanwhile, a series of product shows gave people a chance to try out adaptive technology in regional locations. New equipment was also made available, including speech software for mobile phones. Mabel's phones. Cycling program. Clients with low vision had a new opportunity for recreation through orientation and mobility training that enabled them to take part in the Great Victorian Bike Ride on the Great Ocean Road alongside sighted cyclists. Service expansion. Client services were expanded to meet increased demand. Highlights included 3 new low-vision clinics in Sydney and a new centre in Geelong, Victoria. Specialists visited major centres in far west New South Wales, offering low-vision, independent living and children's services. An extra day program for socialising and recreation was launched in regional Victoria's Leopold district, and a program piloted to help aged care residents access Kooyong's low vision clinic. Deafblind support. Piloted in Sydney's southwest suburbs during 2003, the Deafblind service was expanded in the last year to offer training for independent living, communication, and information access to all Sydney residents who are deafblind. Vision Australia is continuing to seek government funding to extend the service across New South Wales and assist more people whose lives are restricted by combined vision and hearing impairment. Bigger, better news service. Already available in New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory, ACT, our service called Today's News Now was introduced in Victoria, giving more clients an opportunity to hear metropolitan and regional daily newspapers read out over the phone. As well, 13 News Limited papers, including the Daily Telegraph and the Herald Sun, were added to the existing 9 from Fairfax, offering people greater choice and more balanced access to the news. Client Representative Council. A new client council was formed to improve Vision Australia's services and promote positive social change. The group will research and advise on issues from disability services to accessing transport, information, employment and education. NASA Space Camp. 4 vision-impaired students visited the USA to explore life as an astronaut, chaperoned by the Vision Australia visiting teacher, who supports their study at mainstream schools. Joining a group of 200 at a fully accessible NASA facility in Alabama, they tried out equipment and simulators used for training astronauts, then took part in a timed mission. The experience gave each child an opportunity to meet others with a vision impairment while discovering their own capabilities. Access, a gateway to opportunities. At the heart of Vision Australia's work is the belief that people with vision impairment can take an active part in every aspect of Australian life. To open the way to a wider range of choices, the organisation makes specialist information and training available both to clients and the community at large. Over the past year, Vision Australia has continued to build on the excellence and efficiency of the Accessible Library and Information Service. Each initiative is aimed at providing a greater range of reading material to people who cannot easily read standard print and improving services to business and government. In particular, staff focused on a major project to convert library titles from cassette tape to a digital format that will significantly increase borrowers' reading options. Collection upgrade. Collaborating with blindness agencies internationally, staff worked to add new materials in digital formats, including the Digital Accessible Information System, or DAISY. The new world standard for producing accessible text, this can be read in many ways, such as listening to a CD or a computer's speech synthesizer. Readers can also skip between sections as if they were skim reading a printed book. Of the 27,000 titles bought for the collection this year, more than 13% were in digital formats. Online access. Established in May 2004, the Vision Australia Library's web page now offers access to over 13,000 electronic journals and newspapers, plus links to more than 7,000 books online, enabling people with a vision impairment to access information with the immediacy taken for granted by someone reading with full sight. Over 7,100 journal articles were read and downloaded from the site throughout the year. Consultants also continued advising businesses and government departments on how to make their websites accessible. This year, web accessibility workshops were also run around Australia, attended by some 400 web managers, developers, and content providers. Copyright Law Lobby. Vision Australia made a key contribution to a submission to the Commonwealth's Review of Copyright Legislation. This supported print-disabled Australians' right to fair use, urging a radical reinterpretation of copyright law that would remove legal barriers to people accessing materials as freely, quickly, and cheaply as those who can read standard print. Borrower Survey. An independent survey of over 500 library clients was undertaken to measure satisfaction with the service and ensure it met borrowers' needs. The results revealed high levels of satisfaction, which included a rating of 100% for the friendliness of telephone staff and 97% for their communication skills. A small group of respondents expressed dissatisfaction with the audiobook range and the deterioration of older tape recordings. This highlighted the need to progress with plans for converting the collection from cassette to digital, which would give readers access to their choice of titles in formats that maintain their sound quality with age. Productivity gains. Unprecedented levels of service were achieved this year. On-time delivery to clients ran at 99.5%, surpassing the target. Errors in Braille text production were also reduced by 32%. The Digital Talking Book Studios in Sydney attained a major productivity gain, and the Melbourne studios set a new national record, taking just 1.64 hours to produce 1 hour of listening time. The outcome is greater choice for clients through the circulation of a larger number of quality books, quicker than ever before. Turnaround times. A turnaround time of 24 hours for library materials was continually achieved at both the Melbourne and Sydney logistics sites. Team members processed an astounding 892,005 loans and 1,004,399 returns, rewinding over 4 million separate tapes. Better community access. This year, more organisations were assisted to provide material in alternative formats. Major publications were produced in audio, braille and large print for the organisers of the Commonwealth Games. The menus at Nando's and Wagamama restaurants were produced in braille and large print. Other everyday information made accessible included Weight Watchers weight loss programmes, the Commonwealth Government's drug awareness campaign, Commonwealth Bank statements, and orange telephone bills. Audio publishing. This year, libraries and individuals bought nearly 10,000 Australian audiobooks produced on audio cassette or CD by Vision Australia. Since the publishing service began in 1993, over 63,000 Australian books have been sold to local and school libraries for use by people who are blind or vision impaired. Vision Australia, RPH Radio. Last Christmas, the Print Radio Network described Channel 9's national telecast of Carols by Candlelight. This gave those unable to see a television screen a chance to enjoy the spectacle of the famous Melbourne event that raises funds for Our Blindness Services. For the first time, the station's 110,000 listeners could also tune in to comprehensive coverage of the Wimbledon tennis tournament, broadcast with support from Nine. Hands-on art. A tactile art exhibition was run in conjunction with Sydney's Object Gallery to make art accessible to everyone and to raise community awareness about the issues facing those without sight. 10 mainstream artists were selected to create works appealing to the senses of touch and hearing, which sighted visitors could experience wearing eye masks that replicated low vision. Simon Lloyd's collection of everyday objects in textured materials like felt and cork was awarded the $10,000 prize by judges including comedian Adam Spencer and blind swimmer James Pittar. A review of the gallery building was also conducted to ensure safe, easy access for people with a vision impairment. New play areas. An adventure playground was opened at the Burwood Education Centre in Melbourne, Vision Australia's school for 5 to 18-year-olds who are blind or vision impaired. The ANZ trustees and the Australian trustees generously funded the refit, which will enable more students to access the equipment confidently and independently. Funding from the Department of Transport and Regional Services also helped to fit out a sensory playroom for New South Wales's Hunter region. This will make toys and books available that stimulate and develop children's hearing and touch, as well as their remaining sight, through play. Public access. The accessibility of public buildings, including theatres, shopping centres, railway stations, schools and government centres, continued to be a focus this year. With many aspects of disability access not yet mandatory in building design, Vision Australia consultants provided advice to make buildings easier to navigate. This included advice on lighting, colour contrast, tactile tiles, braille signs, and audible lift announcements. Specialists also partnered with Museums Australia, working to make museums, historic sites, art galleries and their exhibits more accessible through services such as audio description. Greater choice through training. Vision Australia creates exciting lifetime possibilities by providing comprehensive training in skills and technology for home, school or work. Thanks to technological advances, people can now carry out more daily activities independently using their low vision or their other senses. Vision Australia keeps up to date with the latest progress to offer practical technology solutions and training that best meet clients' specific needs. School holiday programs. Courses in adaptive technology continued to be offered to children during the school holidays in Sydney and New South Wales's Illawarra and Hunter regions, teaching skills like keyboarding and sending emails using computers with large print software or speech synthesizers. Work experience training. 10 young clients organised a careers open day during 15 weeks of practical work experience at Vision Australia for the Community Jobs Programme. Part of their training, the day consisted of a series of activities and information seminars promoting awareness of the job options and adaptive technology available to people who are blind or vision impaired. New business course. For the first time, clients could train for a Certificate 2 in Business through Vision Australia, funded by the Department of Education, Science and Training. The qualification provided 18 students with the adaptive technology and business administration skills to work effectively in an office environment. After completing the course, over 80% of the students successfully gained employment or enrolled in further education. Employment services growth. In the past year, Vision Australia supported 144 people to find work and assisted 189 others to maintain jobs that were in jeopardy because of their vision impairment. New Job Preparation Service. An innovative program was implemented to help job seekers successfully apply for roles. A panel of staff and an external careers counsellor conducted mock interviews, then offered each participant constructive feedback on their interview techniques and job readiness skills. Support for public libraries. Consultants provided adaptive technology training for staff, students and visitors at a growing number of public libraries, TAFE colleges and universities, helping them establish areas for the general public to access print. Further education bursary awards. Introduced in New South Wales and the ACT 10 years after their launch in Victoria, grants were provided to 15 people for equipment and training to undertake tertiary studies, including a Bachelor of Music and a certificate in massage therapy. The awards were supported by individual sponsors and presented at special ceremonies by the Governor of New South Wales, Her Excellency Murray Bashir AO, and Member for Melton, Mr. Don Nardella MP. Partners in positive change. This year, thousands of lives were enriched by the volunteers and supporters whose generous contribution underpins Vision Australia's success. As Vision Australia embarked on a new era, support from those who believe in our work continued to bring valuable benefits to people who are blind or vision impaired. Carols by candlelight. While a crowd of 18,000 turned out to attend the annual Carols Night, which supports blindness services, a Christmas Eve tradition in Melbourne since 1938, 2.5 million tuned in to enjoy the live telecast, thanks to Vision Australia's media partner, Channel 9, and presenting partner, Kodak. Prime Television. Vision Australia's blindness and low vision services reached a wider audience in regional New South Wales, the ACT and Victoria, with generous support from Prime Television. In partnership with Vision Australia, the network produced and broadcast a series of 6 television advertisements to help raise funds and awareness for our organisation's vital work. Maya Community Fund. A program to develop blind children's early literacy and learning skills was enhanced through the philanthropy of this valuable partner. The Maya Community Fund made Vision Australia the sole beneficiary of its annual Precious Metal Ball, which supports innovative projects that enrich the lives of disadvantaged children and young people. This funded the purchase of equipment, including Braille typewriters, and assisted with service delivery costs. Children's Services Support. Vision Australia gratefully accepted support from a number of foundations and trusts for services assisting children's development, access to education, and independence through their life stages. Notably, the Telstra Foundation provided significant support for a program that builds children's literacy and learning skills. Other generous supporters included the Bill and Jean Henson Trust, Citigroup Community Fund, Collier Charitable Fund, Friedman Foundation, ING Foundation, the Raymond E. Purves Foundation. Volunteer Highlights. Vision Australia's work is made possible by the dedication of 6,000 volunteers. This inspiring group selflessly commits their time and skills for free to bring essential services to people in our community who are blind or vision impaired. This year, volunteers generously contributed over 345,252 hours. They worked in a range of capacities, from administrative and client support to helping to provide the Talking Newspaper Network and run Vision Australia RPH Radio. Highlights this year included: volunteers shared their experience and knowledge in focus group discussions to help shape their future contribution to Vision Australia. Awards were presented to a group of volunteers for a unique commitment to assisting people who are blind or vision impaired. 8 people received honours for outstanding contributions in the New South Wales Senior Volunteer Awards. Volunteer Week celebrations across New South Wales, the ACT and Victoria recognised the involvement of volunteers with certificates to acknowledge longer service. Looking back, moving forward. Vision Australia was formed by organisations that have positively impacted the lives of people who are blind or vision impaired for more than 100 years each. We can step confidently into a future full of possibilities because of the strength of our combined heritage and the energy and vision of our predecessors. This year, Vision Australia established a heritage program to preserve and celebrate the past achievements on which our shared future will be built. The range of activities undertaken included creating a collection of historical artefacts and research to help document the successes of our founding organisations. Over the years, these have become an essential part of Australian history and culture. Lighthouse on the Boulevard. Staff and volunteers helped with the research used by the author, Judith Buckridge, when writing this chronicle of the Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind. The book covers key milestones and events of the organisation's 139 successful years, including the establishment of Australia's first school for blind children in 1866 and the first Carols by Candlelight event that benefited blindness services in 1949. Royal Blind Society Research. Royal Blind Society of New South Wales, From Paternalism to Empowerment, explored the organisation's progress in line with evolving social values. Staff assisted with helping gather this valuable source material for promotional talks, displays and websites. Remembering Tilly Aston. Founding Australia's first Braille library, now part of Vision Australia's library collection, was just one of the extraordinary achievements of Tilly Aston. With support from the Heritage team, this spirited blind woman's life was lauded in 2004's There's Always More to the Story, a book of John Law's favourite Australian stories, which he co-wrote. Time capsule. Research was undertaken to prepare a time capsule to be buried later in 2005 and dug up in 2066. The capsule will include audio recordings of people's visions for the future, along with photographs, archives, and objects that represent the organisation's vision for today. It will also incorporate the time capsule created in 1866 by Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind, symbolising the enduring link between Vision Australia's past and present. Timeline Project. From the first libraries and schools to the first voting rights, the establishment of Vision Australia brought together major milestones in the history of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. A timeline is being developed to commemorate these and many other achievements of Vision Australia's founding organisations, showcasing the progress pioneered over the years. Heritage Archives. An inventory was made of heritage and archival material from Royal Blind Society stored at Vision Australia's Enfield site. This will be used to develop a plan for the long-time preservation and use of the heritage collection. In addition, more than 350 significant photographs and objects have been catalogued. Frontier Spirit. In trying to create a better world, Vision Australia carries on a tradition our founding organisation started in the 1800s. We earned our reputation as leaders, pioneering these Australian firsts for the benefit of people with a vision impairment. 1866, founding school for blind children. 1867, vocational training begins. 1894, Braille Library established. 1898, home teaching of Braille. 1904, voting rights won. 1909, first home for the blind. 1934, talking books imported. 1954, studio opened to record Australian books. 1972, low vision clinic opens. 1981, opening radio station to read news on air. 1983, talking newspapers produced. 1996, talking books copied on CD. 2004, merging into biggest blindness organisation. Profiles. Mum bought me a keyboard when I was three. I used to sit in front of the TV and work out the tunes of the ads. Crystal Keller was born with a natural gift for music. She also had cancer that led to blindness at age two. But Vision Australia believed, along with Crystal and her family, that this needn't stand in her way. Playing games with physiotherapists helped develop her movement skills. Our library copied her school books into Braille or audio. She learned daily activities, like cooking with a microwave, by feeling for bumps on the keypad. This year, Vision Australia provided a bursary for the computer software she needed to read and write music and enrol at music college. Now, with a career in singing and music therapy in view, "I'm happy I can do the best with the skills I have," she says. This is the end of Side A. Do not fast forward or rewind the cassette. The recording continues at this point on Side B.